Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
His name is Joe.
Instead of fighting with these people, what I do is I throw stats at them. Let them go with it.
The Adventures of Joe.
But I've actually even got to the point now when somebody starts arguing me, prove your facts. I go, now.
All right, what do you say, Joe? What do you say to that?
You didn't prove yours. Mine, you can find at the CDC or on the FBI website. You need to do your own homework. Because when you spoon feed them, even when you do that, they tell you you're wrong, even though they have nothing to back it up with. Just like AOC. Nothing.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Joe Messina Show. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged. Truly be part of the solution, right? I mean, seriously. Truly a part of the solution. And the only way you win, or the only way we will win, is if you get informed and then... On top of being, yes, somebody corrected me already, you got to step out. You got to do something. You got to make a change. You got to make a difference. You have to be willing to make that change and make that difference. Right? Otherwise, it just all falls on deaf ears. It's no big deal. No big whoop, as they say. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, Kelly, yeah, we were talking about this in the last hour. Got to continue on with it. Dr. B joins us at the first break. You got some issues. You don't know really what to do. You're kind of totally confused as what's going on around you. You may want to tune in for this and give a call. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Again, get involved, get engaged. Truly be part of the solution. All right. California and other states with strong defund the police movements rank... Best to be a cop? according to a new study, but I'd like to know who put that out there, right? But the study considers a number of factors, including salary, police killed on duty, and educational prerequisites in training. I don't know how they come up with the safety of the cop in this one, right? But the soft on crime approach is hurting law enforcement. So... Wallet Hub's 2023 Best and Worst States to be a Police Officer is out and suggests the state's known for the initiative to defund the police. Defund. Now, who paid for this? Are the best states to be a police officer, including Washington, D.C.? Now, according to these people, the top 10 states, and according in ascending order, are California, D.C., Connecticut, Maryland, Illinois, Ohio, Colorado, Washington, New York, and Massachusetts. Then why is it D.C. and New York? Any others, but those two in particular, are losing cops at an alarming rate. Curious. Now, The bottom 10 states in descending order are Oregon, South Carolina, Louisiana, Mississippi, Alabama, Nevada, Kentucky, West Virginia, Alaska, and Arkansas. I mean, really, yes, I did say that. I mean, Texas came in 13, Pennsylvania 14. Now, at Florida, of all places, 24th. All right, think about this. Florida. Pay their cops well, give them all kinds of benefits, stick behind them. The study selected three categories for making its rankings: opportunity, competition, training, very little competition, training requirements, and job hazards. I would like to see how they ask this question. Right? I mean, and another story I should know better. Is California tax less than Texas? New study says yes. Are they nervous now? Are they now nervous coming up in the election knowing that this stuff's going to hit hard and hit real? The states listed as the best to be an officer in have been hotbeds of defund the police efforts by progressive politicians. Los Angeles slashed $150 million from their budget. San Francisco stated police would no longer respond to non-emergency calls. Wow. You mean like dogs barking and that kind of thing? We'll wait till somebody shoots the dog or shoots the person with the dog because they won't shut them up. Is that what we're going to do? San Francisco will eventually reverse this decision because crime skyrocketed. Why does it, these are the people that make up these rules, make up these laws. It's almost like you say, hey, don't put your hand on that open flame or you're going to burn. And what happens? They look at you, nah, that won't happen. And they put their hand on the flame, and they get burned, and they go, oh, my God, it did burn me. Well, I won't do that again. Right? Now, at the time, Mayor Eric Garcetti's decision was the quickest way to make our neighborhoods more dangerous. California was ranked as the best state for law enforcement. This is hilarious. It doesn't make any sense whatsoever. Academics, opinions of police officers, and their priorities seem to be the factor. So we're going to go to academics to find out how they feel about how the communities are. Now, de Blasio cut nearly $1 billion from the budget. Now, he's got the blood on his hands. Right? And he lost to Eric Adams. With that whole defund the police thing. In 2021, that year, they saw an 18% increase in resignations and a 45% increase in the retirement rate. Seattle lost over 200 officers. Now, how you're safer in these environments is totally beyond me. I have no clue. Minneapolis said that his staffing woes are so bad, the police have been relegated to responding to only 911 calls. No proactive policing whatsoever. Washington State saw a 55% crime increase. So you're seeing these crime increases, and they're still trying to tell you that these are the best states to be police officers in. They're demented. They truly are demented people. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. We'll be back in a few minutes.
Funny, because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt, and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s, and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Austin Powers always defeats me because he has
Joe.
Joe?
Joe.
The life force, the essence, the right stuff. What the French call a certain, I don't know what.
It's a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged, truly be part of the solution. You do that by getting informed, all right, before you open that big mouth of yours and get yourself in all kinds of trouble. Always appreciate, and this is why I bring on the experts. Dr. Bridget Melson joins me. She does every week to kind of discuss and talk about some of the issues you're going through, some of the things you're scratching your head about. And believe it, you're not the only one scratching your head. Dr. B, thanks for being with me.
No, my pleasure. Absolutely. You're not the only one scratching your head. Yeah, being in California the last 48 hours and back in Texas, and my goodness.
Did you feel like you were like some of those Twilight Zone episodes where they kind of walk through this wall that kind of LSD-ish type of trip, and then they get to the other side, they're a whole new... I mean, did you get that kind of feeling? Did you?
Yeah, you know, it's every time I go to California, it's an interesting experience. Where the LSD trip came actually was on my after I got off the plane at the airport at DFW and hopped on the bus, the rental bus, or the bus to get to the parking where my car is. There are these three, I swear I thought I was in 1962. These three kids dressed in hippies, and they were so, the girl was like holding the guy's hand, and then they were holding the other girl's hand next to her, and they all were like so tripping on the bus, literally like catching butterflies in the air, and I'm like, let me guess, Colorado. They're like, yeah, man. You guys live in Texas? Yeah, Austin. I'm like, there you go. But there's my LSD trip. I was just like, okay, where am I? And I'm looking at them, and I'm just like, you guys are like mid-30s. You know, what's with these cultures, these generations? And it just, I don't know. And it's like, why did you go? Well, it's legal. And I'm like, okay, then move there. I don't bring that here. It's just interesting how God hit me with all of these. You know, I prayed the whole time. It was a great trip. I got to see family. But just praying for this generation, honestly. And God just, I'm like, show me the future. You know, show me what I need to know. Show me who. Bring to me people I need to speak to and gain knowledge, just in the cultural sense. So there were them. That was a great end to my trip. It was pretty funny. But then I am on the plane, sitting next to this guy. He seems nice enough, and he just strikes up a conversation. Like, hey, how are you? I'm like, I'm great, you know. And we start talking. His name's Brandon, and he's talking about his parents were pastors. At one time, they were both retired, and we're just chatting about, and he's talking about his siblings, and then he's talking about, you know, his parents split, and, you know, his dad cheated, and I'm like, oh, wait, they were pastors, and just trying to, you know, it happens, I get it, but just, he seemed great. He's like, hey, do you ever listen to Amy Grant? Do you ever listen to Michael W. Smith? Do you ever, you know, all these Christian artists? I'm like, yeah, absolutely, but I was just getting a weird vibe, and I'm like, not weird, judgies, just like something's up, something's different. And they told me he was in interior design, he graduated from A&M, and you know, we're just talking, and then, you know, we politics, you know me, right? I'm going to talk religion, I'm going to talk Jesus, and I'm going to talk politics. So we got the Jesus part out, yet I knew there was more there, and I'm just telling you and your audience this show to get to know people and talk to them, because I had the greatest conversation with, his name was Brandon, but I hope I changed his mind in a good way. So we're chatting politics, and he's like, can I be honest with you? Because I told him I'm a conservative. And he's like, oh, Republican. And I said, well, in name only, truly, but I'm a conservative. You know what I mean? It's so hard on either side to vote and to get involved because of the corruption that we're seeing. Probably more so on the Democrat side. But he's like, well, what do you do for a living? You know, are you in politics? You're not. And I'm like, yes and no. But I have a radio show, and I talked about you. And he said to me, you're conservative and not a Republican. And I said, what about you? He's like, oh, I'm a Democrat. And I'm like, what? I go, are you a Christian? And he's like, yes. And I go, but you're a Democrat. Yes. And I'm like, how old are you? He's like 41. So he's at the end of the millennials. And I'm like, well, can I ask you some candid questions? And he's like, please, absolutely. So I asked him right about abortion. You know that your party supports, I said, the murdering of the unborn. And I said, and your party took God out of their entire platform. What do you think about that? And he said, yes, I'm aware of all that. And he tried to kind of backtrack. Well, maybe I'm more of a libertarian. And I wouldn't let him backtrack. And I said, talk to me first about the LGBT movement, them taking God out of the platform. And I said, I'm not judging. I'm just curious, right? This is what we have to do, is get to know why these people think the way they do. so we can learn. And he said, well, I guess I'm more of a libertarian, and this is the coward part of him. I'm like, Brandon, you're being a coward. I just think that people should make their own choice, right? It's not my body. And I'm like, well, it's not theirs either. That child is not theirs either. That child is a child. And, you know, all these lights were going on. You know, I can tell that he was really wanting to know and listen. And he's like, I'm going to have to think about that, you know, truly. And I said, no, you're just saying that. He's like, no, I'm going to really think about that. And I said, what about, you're a Christian? In the Bible, it says the body is a temple of the Holy Spirit. Do you just skip over that? And then here it came, Joe, the things we've heard, right?
Yeah.
Well, the Bible was written a long time ago, and cultures change. And I said, does God change? No, no, no. Well, that's God's word. So if God doesn't change, does his word change? No, not at all. So what changes? So he just couldn't answer that, right?
Right. He can't.
Like, you're asking me these really hard questions. You know, he goes, I'm really actually going to think about this stuff. And I said, do you mind if I, you know, talk about you and use your name, you know, and I won't, you know, I don't have a last name. And he's like, no, please, please. But the other interesting thing now from a mental health perspective was, I asked about the LGBT, all of that. And he's like, oh, I'm gay too.
Oh.
So.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
So a gay Christian who is for abortion, that vote Democratic. So these are my favorite people, honestly, because you can really have good conversations. And we had literally a 3-hour conversation back and forth. And I appreciated that he spoke to me respectfully and was very kind. And he tried to have facts, you know, and I think I won all of the facts. The factual, debate, because I use the word of God. I've got so much more.
And we're going to talk about so much more right after the break. Joe Messina, your host, Doug Opar. A lot more with Dr. B right after this.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of 3 major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
U.S.
USA News Update. Widespread flooding in the southern part of the Ukraine war zone is raising questions, particular about the future water supply for Europe's largest nuclear power plant, just miles from the front line.
We've been closely monitoring the impacts of that destruction, which has triggered massive flooding in Ukraine and resulted in the evacuation of, at the very least, thousands.
National Security Council spokesman John Kirby says explosions destroyed a dam in Russian-controlled southern Ukraine. Attorneys for former President Trump are trying to stop writer E. Jean Carroll from suing him a second time. She filed a second lawsuit after Trump appeared on CNN's Town Hall, where he called her a whack job and denied her rape allegation. According to Trump's lawyers, there was no second defamation because the jury that heard Carroll's civil suit found him liable for sexual abuse and not rape. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
So far, this show has been awfully slow.
Except for the one I saw you do last Thursday.
When we were coming over here tonight, I was a little concerned about his driving. The minute he got to the wheel, I was worried. The left rear wheel, he was on.
I look around the room and I realize now, aside from Clint Eastwood, I'm the biggest name here.
And now, the professor of political incorrectness, the naysayer of nonsense, the cure for Democrat dementia, here's Joe Messina.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged. Truly be part of the conversation. You don't want to be part of the problem. Really that simple. You want to be part of the solution. All right? 855-REAL-JOE, you got a question, 855-732-5563. Send me an email, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com, and let's bring her on. Dr. B joins me. Dr. Bridget Melson joins me, as she does every week, to try to deal through so many issues and things that you're going through right now. And, you know, Dr. B, you're a lot nicer than I am, because usually when I get a plane, I usually fall asleep right away. Can't be bothered with the people next to me. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, my gosh. Joe, you have no idea. I had been up since 3 a.m. that morning because I was dropping my daughter off at camp, and I didn't sleep until I got an hour of sleep. So I wanted to sleep that 3 hours, but I really felt God, you know, had me. And I was, like, barely awake, but this guy, I mean, he was so fascinating. Let me tell you the part that got me talking to him. This is the very beginning of our conversation, because he found out, you know, I told him I was a psychologist. We were talking about what each other did for a living. Remember, he was a interior designer, and he said, oh, wow. And he goes, so a Christian psychologist? I said, yeah. And he goes, that's cool. And he, you know, I just have a way of, and I do it not to manipulate. I do it because I really care about people, to get to know people. And I go, well, you know, I sense that you had a time in your life, right? You know, I just could sense it. And he's like, yes. And he told me that he had this life and you know, and he was at the top of his game, right, in charge of HR and making good money and the house, the car, everything, the money. and he, I believe, got fired. Something happened where he wasn't working anymore. And he said immediately right after that, I fell into a very deep depression, just crashed, like, bad. Like, I'm not going to be here on this planet anymore, and he couldn't figure it out. And I'm like, wow, so that sounds like a situational issue. You know, and many people have that where everything is stripped of you. Your family, in some ways, your job can be your money, your car, your house, you never know. And it was interesting speaking to him about it. You know, he wasn't homeless or anything like that, but everything definitely came to a drastic end, which it can for people. And I want to talk about him because I can see God in him with all his struggles, with him being gay, being a Democrat. So I said, did you get out of the depression? Do you still struggle? Are you okay? And he said, I did get out of it. It was like 6 to 10 months, but I got out of it. And I said, well, what did you do? Did you have to take meds? He's like, no. He said, I went to a counselor, right? These modern day people, these modern day psychologists, and it was ridiculous, right? There's no help. They just want to put you on medication or, you know, mind bend you, you know, psychobabble you to death, right?
That's my favorite word, by the way, psychobabble. Go ahead.
Psychobabble? Mm-hmm. Oh, yep. My gosh, it's so common. And I said, what did you do? And he said, God's like, look, Brandon, there's a reason here. There's a reason. There's a refining going on. Open your eyes. Quit being prideful. Quit being proud of yourself. And get to work for me. And I'm like, what? And he said, yeah, that's what I heard. And I'm like, what am I supposed to do? And he goes, well, start with going outside. Because he lives in an area of Dallas where there's homeless people. He goes, start by going outside and seeing what the heck you can do. And he's like, homeless people? Like, no, gross, right? And so he got what money he had, and he packed some bags of food and went out there, and all of a sudden, homeless people are showing up, and he's ministering to them and giving them food and just walking with them, and started being his daily mission, right, is helping the homeless. And then he started getting involved with other organizations to help and serve and volunteer. And then he stumbled across somebody who was an interior designing and blah, 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 and he got a job doing that and back up his career with flying up. This guy is very, very talented. And I'm like, well, it's so weird. It's like here you have somebody who grew up with decent parents, it sounds like, and in the Word, but in this millennial culture that now has captured him, the social media, the phones, him seeing the world, he is extremely, I can tell, there's a battle going on inside of him. And these are the messages I get all the time from people on Facebook, especially being on the show afterwards, is just the battle that their kids are fighting because of the world. And we had a great conversation, and I shared scripture, and he shared scripture. He knows the Bible. But I'm like, you are living in this liberal world. I go, no wonder you were depressed. And he says, yeah, he still has these moments where he just crashes, and I go, and that's what I think you need to listen to. That the whole debate, you've got to not call it a lifestyle I identify as. You cannot say abortion, it is murder. You cannot say choice, it is murder. Our bodies are a temple of the Holy Spirit. It is not the woman's body. That thing, that drives me nuts when women say my body, my choice. Really? You have two bodies? Really? Because that baby is
well, that's
not
gonna be, your body. Well, it's going to be even more crazy when it's a Christian saying it's my body, my choice.
It's unbelievable. It's an excuse. And so anyway, we had a great conversation, and I prayed for him, and he was so respectful, and that I appreciate. I will continue to pray for Brandon, and I gave him a card to hope he's listening maybe. And if I have anything wrong, Brandon, if you're listening, let me know. Give me a call. But I just had so much respect for him for figuring out a way out of his depression. I'm not saying that everybody can just go feed the homeless and get out of their depression. Don't give me hate emails. What I'm saying is if it worked for him to push through it and to get out of his own head and to hide and get out and serve the Lord, and God rewarded him with this satisfaction, this feeling that he was being Christ-like. And we talked about that. And we talked about the pride of the LGBT movement, because he said he hates pride. And I go, well, what do you think of the LGBT, you know, the whole pride? And he said, I hate that about them, actually. And I'm like, well, why or what? You know, you're saying all these things, but you say you identify in all these ways, you know? And so I just kind of spoke to him and said, I think you're actually a libertarian, so let's just, how about you register as an independent? And he said, yeah, I've been kind of thinking about that. I think I will change parties, so hopefully I won at least one over. I'll take independent. and really think about that baby, that body, you know, of, you know, that little sweet thing, and that is not... you know, that is not a thing to be thrown out. And, of course, he wants to go where everybody goes, what about the race and the medical issues? And I said, if there are medical issues, they're going to save the mother. They're going to say, you go to the hospital, they're going to do everything they can to save the mother and hopefully save the baby.
That's
as far
true.
As rates, and that is 0.009% of abortion are rape. Now, I don't agree with it even then. But it touches my new point that you can't stand on that at all. So he said, I'm going to have to really think about this. So, and I believed him. So I think he did. But I just want to encourage people to just love on other people and pray the entire time you're talking and don't judge, you know, don't yell and scream. Because we had a great conversation.
And you're taking all the fun away. You know that for me. Anyway.
Yeah. I know. I'm sorry. But I really do think he's going to think, you know, about this. And he has my card. I hope he gives me a call. And,
I agree with you. I've had people come to me long after we've had a conversation and say, you know, I really had to think about what you said. You know, at first I just wanted to hate on you, but, you know, some of the stuff you said I couldn't refute. And because I couldn't refute it, I figured... Before I go after him, I better make sure I got the information I need.
They go after you.
yeah, you know, it's I don't know if I just bring out the combat in people or what, but, you know, it's always, oh, I'm going to show him, I'm going to go get this, and I'm going to show him if there's that, and I'm going to show him this, and I go, okay, I'm good with, you know, my favorite little mantra used to be, prove me wrong, I'm okay. I want to learn. Teach me. And I think it sheds a whole different light on stuff. All right, gotta go for a quick break. Don't go far, people. A lot more coming up after the break. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNlive.com. That's advertise at GCNlive.com.
It's all too obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. American families are talking about a future of food shortages, banks failing, society breaking down, and what seems like the setup for the apocalypse. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are leaning into self-reliance, investing in emergency food storage now more than ever. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, has made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their best-selling 3-month emergency food kit. You get tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on 3-month emergency food kits at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare for what we all know is coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
About to screech at them like the forced laughs of a billion art house movie patrons.
Thus, they travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
My God, they're like flying television.
Joe Mazzini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged. Truly be part of the solution so that you're not part of the problem. Yes, and I'll stop using that mantra as soon as you guys stop being the problem. How's that? All right. Dr. Bridget Nelson joins me. And if you feel bad about that, Dr. B is on the line here now to talk with you. Anyhow. I'm tired. No more soft chewing it, lady. That's it. You know, Jesus, when he walked up to the leaders of the church, he didn't go, "Oh, boys, I need you to stop." No, he said, you bunch of vipers. You bunch of boneheads. You know?
Okay, well, I did give Brandon a message. I don't know if you heard it or not, but when we're done, and I like to end it this way when I'm talking to soft Christians. But a nice guy. He has so much right. I really appreciated so much of what he was saying that he realized he was being refined. And I'm like, but you have more refining, I'm thinking. But, you know, we were talking about how kind Jesus was. And he said, in my life, I just want to spread kindness. Kindness, kindness. And I go, I agree. I couldn't agree with you more. But sometimes you have to have truth with that kindness. Or many times you have to have truth. And I said, well, Jesus was kindness, because you want to talk about Jesus. We all know he existed. Whether he's your Lord or not is between you and the paint and the wall, but he's Jesus. He's God. And he believes that, you know what I mean? I always like to find a common ground.
Right.
And, you know, you just kind of get him in, and I'm like, so you believe Jesus is God? Yes. You believe he was kind and loving? Yes. Okay, and this is where I go. Woman at the well. Oh, he was so kind and took her in, and even though she, you know, had, you know, sleeping with this, and then I go, yes, you know the story. He's like, yes, that's what I want to be. I want to show love like that. And I go, great. What did he say before he left? I love you. I said, well, yes, after that. He's like, he said something after that? I said, yes.
I'm sorry.
He said, now go and sin no more. And it's like, he's like, oh. I'm like, yes. This seems to be the part that these generations and these cultures are missing. So there you go. That's the go and sin no more. It was a command. It was meant. And it was in the Bible. It's in the Bible for a reason. So, yeah, I feel like we forget that, you know, and even as parents, we want to be.
You're so nice. We don't forget it. It's one of those things that we figure, if you don't look at it, it doesn't pertain to you, right? We want to do what we want to do as humans. You know that. And the bottom line with it is that you don't want to adhere to the rules, because if you adhere to the rules, you know, I'm not going to be able to have fun anymore. Come on, Dr. B. I'm not going to be able to enjoy my life. You know, a little adultery here and there never really hurt anybody.
That's right.
Right? God will forgive me. Remember, Jesus came to forgive my sin. So we're good, right?
Hey, we're totally good. I think what gets me is, and not just Brandon, but other people telling me that the Bible was written a long time ago. Oh, okay. I don't know. What do you mean by that?
Yeah.
So we're history books. So we can change history. Well, yes, apparently we can change history books. But you know what I mean? In essence, so we can just change the outcome of the Vietnam War. We can just change the outcome of Hitler and the Jews then, because it was written a while ago.
Yeah.
Do you understand? You're not making sense. So, yeah, then, you know, and just do this with people. So you think God changes? No. Do you believe he was and is and is to come? Yes. Okay. So he doesn't change. Does his word change? No, right? We just got to go through it and speak truth. And my call really is to get parents to ask kids these questions. To really ask them if they have a moral and value system. We talk about this a lot, and I'm not going to shut up about it, because we stopped talking about COVID and the depression and the suicide wave coming, and it came, and it's here, and it's bad, and the developmental issues, it's all here. So to me, this is the next thing. If you really, truly love your children, and I've already made a call to parents to take their phones and find out what's on them. And I see through the radio that you all have not done that. So if you can at least sit with them, and it requires less than physically grabbing their phone and asking them their password.
You want me to talk to my kid? Are you serious?
I know.
Go ahead.
I know they're upstairs right now, and you haven't seen them since dinner, and then maybe you baked up dinner upstairs with them. But you need to bring them downstairs and ask them what moral code they believe in, what they believe about God, and how they're living and what their rights and wrongs are. And I love what you said to me, Joe, at the break, off radio here.
You're going to tell them I said I was crying, did I?
Yes, he was crying like the baby that touched me. No, just about that, just because you become a Christian, right, you're still going to sin. It's just that you have this conviction and you know have a way out, right? You have a way of redemption and confession. And
you're learning.
And that's beautiful, you know. I'm getting there. You know, I've only been a Christian since I was 7, so I'll eventually get there.
Yeah, I came to it late in life. But I remember working with, I'd been born again for a while, and I was, you know, talking to people about God like everybody does, you know, like, and one of my workers at the time And I'm sitting there, and I'm working, I've got a cigarette in my mouth, and he goes, aren't you a Christian? And I said, yeah, I am. And here I'm ready to answer his question, right? And he goes, and don't you guys believe that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit? And I said, yeah, yeah. I'm waiting for that question, right? And he goes, and why do you smoke? Just took all the air out of my, like, oh, you know.
Took all the fun away, Joe.
You got a point. Well, you know, and it dawned on me, okay, it's something I never really put effort into. You know, I got convicted at that moment. And, you know, eventually, shortly thereafter, I did quit smoking. And, but it took somebody enlightening me. It wasn't like the Holy Spirit ran down all my ills. Okay, you got to stop this and this and this and this and this and stop doing this and that and the other thing and forget the cheeseburgers on Tuesday. They're killing you. Right? We have to work through it. We learn. We engage. We figure it out.
We do, and you go as convicted, and that's the thing I'm seeing, and this is a big word. I've used it before. If anyone can guess, parents hate it when I use it, and I get hate every time. Thank you, Joe. I get hate emails after I use this, but you need to think about it. We are in a culture because we are not sitting there and we're not consistently disciplining our children and giving them boundaries and really calling them out and letting them have natural consequences, right? Letting them feel that guilt. Then they're not being convicted. And the big word is sociopaths. I am seeing more than ever, preteen on up, sociopathological behavior, which is also called, and we've talked about this too, antisocial personality disorder, meaning has nothing to do with social. It's anti-society, that they don't care about the rules, it doesn't matter to them, and they don't feel that conviction. And it is our duty and responsibility as parents to get them off social media and know what they're looking at and what they're reading and what they're watching. I had a teenager tell me to watch this show, and I watched it. I'm like, you gotta watch this show, Dr. B, you'll love it. And I'm watching it, and I'm like, there is violence, there is blood, there is the sex and the depravity and the orgies. And I'm like, I went back to this teenager, and I'm like, why are you asking me to watch this? I had to turn it off. I almost threw up. And he's like, no, but the storyline. And then I'm like, what storyline? I couldn't get past the disgust. He's like, what? What disgust? And I'm like, the sex, the gore, the language? He's like, I didn't even notice that. I was just into the storyline. And that just hurt my head.
Listen, I've been watching some shows from the 70s and the 80s that I really, back then, thought were funny and wasn't paying attention to. And the underlying tone of some of what was going on. Now that I'm aware, I see it. I go, oh my God, they were setting us up back then, and I didn't even know.
Totally.
You know, I have you'll love this. I had a friend of mine that I had lunch with last week, and he was telling me about his boys. And he's got one boy that's out there cranking, doing things, making life happen. He said my 17-year-old is lost. He spends most of his time in his room on video games. He comes down to eat with us. You can see his whole demeanor has changed. It's totally different. His mom says, leave him alone. He's not causing any trouble. And I go, no, he will. He won't be able to function in the real world. You're letting that kid play video games all day long. It's changing the pathways in his brain. I got somebody that's on my show on a regular basis. I'll put you in touch with her. This is not good.
Look at you talking about the brain. Good job.
Yeah,
it absolutely does. It's the prefrontal lobe, and it's our impulse control. It's our feelings. It's our conviction. That is what we are numbing. Digital heroin. I talk about it all the time. It's just like giving your kids heroin if they're on any kind of device more than an hour a day. And I know it's impossible. They have to have whatever and just go out and buy heroin. And I'm not saying do that, but that's what you're doing. That's what the brain is.
Exactly right. You walk in, you see your kid taking drugs in the room, you go, well, geez, he only does it in his room. It's okay.
That's
anyway,
right.
Gotta go. Where do they find you?
Find me at drbradio.com.
Perfect. All right, people, be good. Don't do anything stupid. I want you back here with me tomorrow. You're listening to The Joe Messina Show.